Hey, bestie. How are things? Do you mind if I come in? Thanks. Hey, so I got your message about how you needed to change our plans for tonight because you were going to go see Todd, after all. And suddenly I was like, wow, what am I going to do with my Friday night? As my best friend ditched me for some loser guy. And I decided, that wasn't good enough. So here I am, on time, for our weekend together, as planned. Although I think there must be a really good reason why you would cancel our plans to hang out with Todd, right? Since you've never cancelled plans on me before, just so you can hang out with some guy. So, what is it? Right. He wouldn't stop messaging you. What, all week? How many times a day was he messaging you? What a loser. And you just caved and went with it. At the expense of me. Did you consider how this would make me feel? Your oldest, best friend? You're even wearing the ring I gave you. Were you going to wear it when you were hanging out with him? What if he wanted to kiss you? Would you take it off? What if he wanted to fuck you? Would you wear it while some other guy's dick is inside you? Seriously. You were having him over just so you could tell him in person that he needs to back off. You've known him for a week. You don't know him that. Yes, even if he is messaging you 30 times a day. Just ghost his fucking ugly loser ass. And then you wouldn't have to hurt my feelings by bailing out on me. Yeah, I'm sure you're sorry. Maybe it could have occurred to you beforehand that you might be sorry. Your oldest friend kicked to the curb for some dude named Todd. Yeah, okay, you're sorry. Oh, he's going to be here soon. I hope he is. Although I doubt it, really. But I'd love to say what I'm thinking right to his face. And say it in front of you. So that you can hear how important it is. So you can hear my love for you in my anger towards him. That fucking dipshit jock loser. There's no fucking chance on earth I would ever permit you to date him. Do you understand? It's off the table. You belong to me. I need you. I need you. Okay? Is that him texting you again? Go on, check it. It's okay. I think you should. I'll wait. Oh no, he can't make it tonight. Why? Someone slashed his tires? Oh my god, who would do something like that? Who would figure out where he lives, go around there in the middle of the night, and knife all four of his tires? That's crazy. Oh well, I guess it's just you and me tonight. And that's for the best. But first, since you were planning to tell him that you didn't want to speak to him anymore, why don't you just message him and say it right now? Yeah, you can message him. It's okay. No, it'll be fine. It's not kicking him when he's down. He needs to find out. And sooner is always better than later. It's like pulling off a band-aid. Just do it. Right now. All you gotta say is, it's best if you don't come anyway. I'm with someone much more important. Please don't contact me ever again. There you go. Yeah. Here, let me see. Yeah, perfect. Send it. Yeah, send it. There you go. See? Easy. Good. Now block his number. Yeah, block it. Come on. Yeah, there you go. God, what a relief. I know. I understand. But it's for the best. He was only going to come between us. It's got to be you and me. Hey, aren't I right? Exactly. You and me. There it is. There's that gorgeous smile. I'm so glad to know I've got you back. All mine. Hey, hey. Oh, I love it when you pounce on me with your cuddles. Oh, I love you too. I know you didn't mean to hurt my feelings. Oh, we're back together again properly. Just how it's supposed to be. Oh, I'm so glad you understand. Oh, baby. Oh, there, there. I've got you. I've always got you. You know, I'm wearing your underwear right now. Of course I am. What, seriously? You were hoping to at least get laid? With Todd? Oh, bestie. We all want to get laid. But you were never going to have sex with him. I wouldn't allow it. He's not good enough for you. I know it's been a long time for you. Yeah, I'm sure. And I know it's exciting when someone new is into you. I know it's nice to have all that affection and attention. Although it sounds like he was taking it way too far. And that's a huge turnoff. So soon into knowing someone. You're better keeping that kind of affection and attention for the people that you've known the longest. For the people who love you the most. What you and I have is so much better, and so much more important. Oh, there, there, baby. I've got you. You know, if you've been feeling sexually frustrated, if you're looking for something easy to relieve that, I could step in and help out. I'd be happy to. It'd be so much better than Todd. Yeah, really. I know things have never been like that between you and I in the past, but why not? We're friends and we love each other. It would just be getting each other off. That's all. And you know I would do literally anything for you. And to be honest, since I'm like basically your guardian angel, the standard for the kind of boys I'd let you sleep with is so high, and there probably won't be anyone else coming along anytime soon. No, I wouldn't allow you to sleep with anyone else. I mean, who's going to be good enough for you? Right now, I just don't see anyone around who's worthy. So, in a way, it's me or it's no one. And honestly, I'm happy to help. Yeah, of course. You know I'm looking out for you. You know I care for you. I just want you and I to be as close as possible. That smile again. What are you smiling for? You like it when I take charge? Really? You like it when I show how much I need you? Good. Because I put you on a pedestal a long time ago. And I'm going to keep you there for as long as I live. Is that okay with you? There's that little smile again. So maybe, I wonder, if we're going to address this problem of you being sexually frustrated, have you got a kiss for me? What are you giggling at? It's only me. So what if we've never kissed on the lips before? You might be my bestie, but I think you're cute. Don't you think I'm cute too? You think I'm cuter than Todd, right? Thank you. You know, you've got me forever. And so long as we're friends, you'll never really be allowed to kiss another man, will you? Because that would just fucking drive me crazy. So you better start kissing me. Oh my god, you taste so good. Yeah, I like it too. Again. Again, and this time with tongue. It feels so good to kiss you while I'm wearing your underwear. I only want what's best for you. You know that, right? That's why I'm always gonna watch over you. Always. Now I'm gonna make you really forget about that fucking Todd guy. Let's go into your bedroom. You know, normally I masturbate into your underwear every day. But since you mentioned this fucking asshole Todd, I've been too stressed to do it. I'm so pent up. I think we both must be sexually frustrated. It makes so much sense for us to help each other out. I need you. I've always needed you. You want to see which ones I'm wearing? We'd need to take my trousers off for that. Can you guess which ones I'm wearing? Is that what you think? Let's see if you're right. Oh, will you look at that? You nailed it. Well done. Oh, God. Oh, look at my bulge. Pressed up hard against your underwear. Ah, you know when we wrestled the other day? I came so fucking quickly when you were pressed against me. Rubbing against me. I'll have to control myself a little better this time. Do you like seeing me erect in your underwear? How does it make you feel? Does it make you feel wanted? Desired? Does it make you feel needed? I hope so. Because you are all of those things. Take your clothes off. Yeah, just like I'm doing, all of them. Yeah. Take them all off. Let me see you. I haven't seen you naked since we were really young. Your body's so much different now. Oh my god, look at you. Oh, you look so perfect. The real you. And the real me too. Both of us completely naked, no clothes in the way, just our bodies. Come here and hold me. I want to feel my skin all over yours. Oh, God. Oh, you're so warm. Oh, fuck. Oh god, my dick is so fucking hard. Oh, yeah. Touch me like that. Oh, I bet you must love having your hands on a fucking hard cock again. For the first time in a long time. Oh, God. You know, when I stabbed his fucking tires, all I could think about was his dick inside you, and it made me feel so fucking crazy that I wanted to go into his house and fuck him up too. But I had to hold myself back, because we need to forget about him. You and I need to focus on the only thing that's important, and that's you and me being together. Me seeing every part of you exposed and beautiful. Oh God, I can't believe you're touching me like this. Fuck. Sit back on the bed and spread your legs. Yeah, like that. Yeah, I need to get down here between them. I need to taste you. Oh God. Oh God, I can't believe I've got my mouth on it. It's so beautiful. Oh God. Oh. When was the last time someone went down on you, huh? I need to hear you moan. I want to hear your sex noises. I need to hear that side of you. Oh, that's it. Oh, God. God, it's so fucking wet down here. All nice and wet for my hands to do their work. You like it when I masturbate you? Does it feel good? You look like you're losing control. So tell me, while I have you here, are you gonna ever see that asshole Todd again? No, that's right. Will you ever so much as speak to him or text him again? Good. And you'll never take another boyfriend ever again, will you? Because it's you and me from now on, isn't it? Very good. Because I wouldn't want to have to slash any more fucking tires or hurt anyone. So I need you to behave and stay in line with me. Do you understand? Good. Good. I know you do. Because I love you. And you love me too, don't you? Oh, God. Oh, my dick always gets so fucking hard when you say you love me. I lay in bed at home and I wrap your underwear around my fucking hard cock and I masturbate while I think about you telling me that you love me. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I need to be inside you. Oh, God. Get further back on the bed. Yeah, like that. Spread those fucking legs wide for me. Here, spit in my hand. That's it. So I can rub it all over my cock. I want everything to be dripping fucking wet. Oh, God. I've wanted to be inside you for so many years. I need this. I need you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you're so tight. Ah, fuck. Ah, God. You're fucking so tight. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Fuck. That's it. That's it. Oh, my God. You're so beautiful. I fucking love you. I fucking love you. It's you and me always and forever, isn't it? No one ever gonna stand between us. No other friends, no other lovers. Just you and me, together forever. Oh, God, yeah. That's it. Get your legs up on my shoulders. That's it. I want to penetrate you deeper. Oh, like that. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Fuck. as deep as I can get. Oh God, you're so fucking beautiful. Oh God, fuck. I love you so much that I can't hold it for long. I'm gonna come inside you, okay? I'm gonna fill you up with my cum. It has to be inside you. That's right. That's where my cum belongs. You're so right, baby. My cum belongs inside you. That's it. Are you gonna come with me? Let's come together. I wanna have an orgasm with my best friend and my lover. Oh, God. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God. That's it. Oh, my God. You look so beautiful when you come. You look more beautiful than I ever would have imagined. No one would ever appreciate it as much as I do. Oh, God. Oh, my God, come here. I love you. I love you. Together forever, you and I, right? No one else. No one else. I love you, bestie. I love you.